Mr. Chairman, make the record reflect that I abstain from voting on this.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang, you would note that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining.
Yes, sir.
Our next item is a conditional use number 1938, Karen Barwick.
Mr. Chairman, unless the other commissioners would like to have some discussion on this, I have a motion that I would like to read into the record and see if it carries with a second.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 1938 for Karen Barwick for a therapist office and a residence based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. These reasons being, one, the site is located in an area on the north side of Route 24 that is entirely residential. While the site has vehicular access to Route 24, DelDOT has directed that all vehicles must exit via Collins Avenue, which is a private residential street. The proposed use of the property for group therapy sessions is not compatible with this site under these traffic limitations. Two, the site does not provide a safe means of ingress, egress, internal maneuvering, or parking. The internal roadways and parking areas are very confined and do not appear suitable for large group meetings. Three, there are other locations, including churches and meeting halls in the vicinity, that are more suitable for the types of group meetings that the applicant wants to conduct. Lastly, four, this recommendation does not affect the applicant's primary service of providing one-on-one therapy sessions with a single client while she resides in the home. This use as a home occupation is permitted on the site. It is only the larger therapy sessions which are incompatible with the surrounding residential character, and that should occur elsewhere.
Hey, gentlemen, we've got a motion. Do we have a second? Well, Mr. Smith, apparently your motion has passed away for lack of a second. Does anyone wish to have any discussion at this point, or an alternate motion made, or defer action? What's everyone's pleasure?
Well, Mr. Chairman, unfortunately, I have not had the ability to review the record. I have visited the site, but I did not have an opportunity to listen to the tapes or review the associated material. So I'm not in a position to vote at this time.
Would would it be possible for you to do that if we defer action on this? Would you have the opportunity?
Absolutely.
Well, that might be what we need to do.
Mr. Chairman, I can make a motion to defer. I think one of the things of my motion, which has died of natural causes, was that I was trying to point out that the applicant bought this property with the assurance that she could operate as a home occupation, and this motion for denial does not take that away. But I thought it was the actions of the group therapy and the exiting out on Collins Avenue which prompted me to put together a motion for denial. But I'd be happy to defer, and I think it's the objective of this commission to come up with the suitable outcome.
Mr. Chairman, just to make a quick comment, I understand the concern of Mr. Smith with the aspect of clients exiting on Collins Avenue, which is a private street. It's not paved, it's stone, so it's very limited in traffic. I guess I think that the amount of group therapy is asked for was 15 patients, and I mentioned to Mr. Fuqua during the public hearing that this seemed in excess of the parking allotment, which Mr. Smith noted in his comments, which I agree with. And maybe some compromise could be to reduce the number of patients allowable to a lower number that matches the parking allotment that was submitted, and still not negatively impact to any great degree any kind of a large traffic flow on Collins Avenue. I'm not a big, I've never been to a psychiatrist, I don't know, but it would seem to me that patients that go to such a profession may be uncomfortable in switching locations to expand or enhance their therapy in that profession, and therefore a group setting outside of the location might be detrimental to the practice. So that's what I'm thinking, although I don't have my heels dug in the ground in one direction or the other.
Anyone else wish to comment?
Mr. Chairman, I share similar concerns as Mr. Ross, and I guess the concern that I had was the number, as I think we all do, and you can either number the patients or number the cars, and I don't know which one is right, but I think taking it down to a one-on-one deal may not be the best fit. I wish there was a compromise. I don't know if it's our purview to dictate that, being that Mr. Fuqua offered the 15.
Well, that's it. No, it's definitely within your purview because it's a conditional use, and as a conditional use, we can place any reasonable stipulation. So it certainly could be stipulated. They may have asked for 15, but if you think 7 is the right number or whatever, you
but
permit
you
7.
I guess it's the cars and the patients that were parking spots worry me, and the number of patients or the number of people. You know, if 15 people showed up in one car, haven't we accomplished the same thing? No, that's my concern.
No, clearly there. I think there's enough differing of opinion here that it might warrant a little more thought, and I also think that we need five voters for this. So if we give Mr. Johnson an opportunity to bring himself up to speed with the listening to the recording of the hearing and so on, and for another time.
Yeah, I'll do that. One last thing, Mr. Chairman. We're talking about the therapies. And prior to the public hearing, and it was a line of questioning that I did pursue during the public hearing, I had the opportunity prior to the public hearing to go on the applicant's website, and it's what's offered through the website is not only group therapy, but is also workshops, and part of it is a workshop that I believe is interpretive dance or something like that, which leads me to believe that there's probably music. The applicant did say that there would be some outside exercises, and I'm not so sure that that belongs in a residential setting. But you know, when I asked a couple questions of the applicant, she didn't mention the interpretive dance, but it was advertised on the website. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion at this time, with your permission, to regarding conditional use number 1938, to defer motion for deferral for further consideration, and to allow Mr. Johnson to review the record and participate if he so chooses.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1938. Karen Barwick. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.